Apparently, some people still have some questions in reference to the taking profits thing. So if you do, I just want to try to clear things up a little bit. Apparently, not very many, but a couple people have asked questions about some confusion. So I'm not sure why there would be any confusion, but let me just kind of reiterate a couple of things. One is that you would take profits over 9%. If you have a profit over 9%, you take it. Well, how do I take it? You take it by selling off enough shares to equal that profit. So let's just say your profit of 9% or more is $500 in a particular stock that you would like to sell, or maybe a mutual fund. I'll get to that in a minute. You would sell off enough shares. So maybe you have to sell off 12 shares of something to get $500, whatever it is to get $500. You sell that. That money then automatically goes into a money market account, and that's where you leave it sit. That's it. So whatever the profit equals in dollar amount, you sell off enough shares to equal that dollar amount, and then it sits in the cash. In case of a mutual fund, if you have mutual funds that you can't do anything with, let's say it's a rollover IRA, you're not allowed to make contributions, and it's just sitting there, although you have it invested. You might have a mutual fund in that investment portfolio that is up over 9%. In that case, where you can't contribute, then yes, sell off a number of shares. You might have to sell off 24 shares, 21 shares, whatever it might be, to get that profit, whatever that 9% is. Sell that off. That cash will go into a money market account and just leave it sit there. You don't want to take it because you'll have to pay tax on it and penalty. Now, if you're over 59 and a half and you want to take it, that's fine. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Any shares, whether they would be stock or mutual funds, where you are continuously dollar cost averaging in. So every payday, you're putting more money into that stock. Every payday, you're adding to the mutual fund, and you're doing that on a regular basis. Then there is no need for you to take that profit. Just leave it alone. Any other mutual funds outside IRAs or anywhere else that you are contributing to on a regular basis, doesn't have to be every pay, but on a semi-regular, once a month or whatever, that is fine too. You don't need to take any profits. Say you have a mutual fund that you are saving for your child's college tuition, and it's still got 12 years to go. Just keep contributing as often as you can. You don't need to take profits from that. So hopefully that clears up any questions that we have. I appreciate your patience. Thank you. Apparently some people have some questions in reference to the taking profits, and I want to just clear up hopefully any questions you have. So if you have over 9% in your stock, then you would sell off enough shares to get that 9%. What that means is, suppose the 9% equals $500. Look at your share price and divide that share price by $500, and you'll come up with how many shares you need to sell. Say it's 12 shares. Then you sell 12 shares. That'll turn into cash somewhere close. It's not going to be exact, but somewhere close to $500. And you would let that money just sit in your money market account. Don't actually take it if it's an IRA account. Just let it sit. That's how you take profits, anything over 9%, if you want to do this and participate in the strategy. Now, if you have a mutual fund that is an old IRA account, 401k, that is sitting somewhere, or maybe you have it invested, but you cannot add to it. It's just sitting there in your investments. Do the same thing. Take the profits. If you have a mutual fund account that is either not an IRA or a mutual fund that you are dollar cost averaging in, say your 401k at work or an IRA that is mutual funds, and you are regularly contributing to that, even if it's not every payday, and maybe it's once a month or as regularly as possible, or you have an amount of money you're dollar cost averaging in, then there is no need to take any profits. Just leave it alone. The dollar cost averaging will take care of any dips or concerns in that regard, and you can just continue to add to it, assuming that money is for the long term. So you don't have to worry about it in that situation. It's only those mutual fund accounts that are mutual fund accounts that you can no longer can contribute to. So hopefully that clears some things up. Listen to this again, or you know, as often as you can. We'll leave this on the website for an extended period of time. Thank you. Have a great day.